cheated. It ended. But now he's resurfaced.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Things, let's be honest.
We welcome back, not Karina. Hi, not Karina.
Hello.
There she is.
Okay. So cheated on, boyfriend of 2 years, with a mutual friend, and not just a one-off. This was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's back.
A year later.
Mm-hmm. Some would call this the second wave.
Uh-huh.
And
they said the second wave is always stronger than the first wave.
Maybe. I don't know. Oh. You feel like things have been good, but you get into that whole, like, once a cheater, always a cheater. But can people be forgiven?
Right.
Those are the questions you ask. So let's ask the first one to Susan, not her real name. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm doing all right. Okay, so you forgave.
I partly forgave, and we got married, and 10 years later, he's multiply cheated on me.
Yeah.
And we have kids, and it's just really nasty.
So now it's messier, and the first time around, there were no children involved. Is that what you're saying?
There was one.
Ah. See, when there's a kid involved, that makes it a bigger challenge.
And you're more likely to forgive or try it again.
And you try for the sake of the children, and now here we are, and it's been worse. So that one goes into the once a cheater, always a cheater file.
Yes.
Let's move on to our next one. Here we have Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Oh, she left.
Oh, she's gone.
Oh, my God. Wait, let's try one more.
There's your answer.
She's gone. Because Jessica was actually the opposite, where I had it.
Really?
We were following up on a text.
She sent a text in, and her text said was...
I forgave my husband.
He
cheated while I was pregnant, and 5 years later, I'm so glad I forgave him because he has been my rock.
Okay.
But she was pregnant.
Yes, but then we have other texters that said there's a lot of questions that go into it, like how young were they, were they living together, like just a lot of questions. It's not an easy situation.
Here's an interesting question for you, Corinne, because he cheated with one of your friends, and you said that the friend has been cut out of the equation, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this person asked a pretty fair question. Would you forgive that friend?
No, because she was a friend that I've had since I was really young.
Right. So what they followed up with was, if you take a step back and ask yourself, is this natural attraction pushing you to forgive? Because if you can't imagine forgiving a long-term friend for doing it, why would you forgive this person?
But I guess you could say that you would hold the friend to higher expectations, right? Is that what you were saying, Monica?
Yeah. It cuts deeper when it's a friend like that.
Like I said this morning, it's always about lowering expectations. Is that what it is? Because it's always in the back of your mind. It's always going to be
there. Yeah, that would be the tough thing. But like Jessica, I think she was going to say, like, it just probably just took a lot of time. So if you're willing to put that time and that effort, and if he is willing to prove himself on a daily basis, that's really what it comes down to.
Ooh, and so how does one prove themselves on a daily basis? Is it like a report card? I mean, Anton, you're the smart one. You went to social skills camp, so you have to tell me.
Well, she said he's been checking in, right? You said he's been checking in every day and trying to be there for you during quarantine. So
yeah, he's been really amazing. But the problem is, like, my friends don't know. I've been keeping it on the low. Because my friends hate him.
Obviously.
And then to try to reintroduce him. And you know what? That's very awkward for all your friends, too. As someone who's been there before and has badmouthed an ex, be like, yeah, that's right. You're better off without her because she sucks. And then a week later, and say, hey, we're getting back together. You're like,
well, you know, I always did like her. It's just so it was really nice. You know, it's just
and maybe... And maybe you could introduce them slowly, like one at a time, like one friend that you trust the most, who may be the most open minded, like, hey, I'm reconnecting with whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. And
has he had a haircut yet? Because you could just introduce him as a new guy.
That's actually what I was thinking, is pretend he's a new guy and see if any of them catch on.
I'm not participating. Well,
what fun are you then? This is a team, Antoine, and you're not being part of the team. Be like, no, this is Steve. Be like, really? Because he looks a lot like Kyle. I know, doesn't he?
Doesn't he? But he's a different person.
As you guys know, I have a type. That's what it is.